Hey, welcome to Expect the Expected with Joey and Harp.
Two small town girls from New Mexico living in Nashville and talking all things personal growth, spirituality, fucking shit up, and figuring it all out. Or at least trying to.
Today's episode is brought to you from East Nashville, where we are smoking on Zittles. Zittles. From Perfect Plant Hemp Co.
Each episode, we'll be trying out different strains of legal-grade cannabis from smoke shops around the city. We're here to have a good time and talk about some shit. Thanks for being part of the journey. So, let's get into it.
Oh, man. So, Harp, how was your day?
Yeah. Harp. Let's start it off. Let's just give the people what they want. Harpy's hungover. It's fine.
Her hair of the dog is this bum grip.
Yeah. Thank God, honestly. Oh, yeah. Dude, smoking really helps with hangovers. It's gnarly. And cancer.
It does, but I did not think you were going to say that.
I mean, it does. It's just like...
I mean, it helps with hangovers.
I don't know why cancer. People are so mad about it.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Good shit.
And there's... I mean, obviously, there's all these legal options now.
That's what I'm saying. So why not?
And they're just... I mean, they're just as good or, you know...
They're better, too.
Honestly. Like,
small town shit weed. Like...
You know, like the Delta 8 edibles...
Dude, they're gnarly.
Oh, fuck you up.
They're gnarly.
I think they're like, you know,
they're strong.
They are strong.
Have I already?
You have to like really watch about it.
Have I already told the Christmas story of when I took two of those?
Oh my gosh.
Have I told that story? I don't think I have.
No.
Oh my gosh. Well, side note, one time last year for Christmas, I went to Cheekwood. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And we went to go see the lights, and I was with my ex-boyfriend, and we decided to each take two of those pyramid gummies, which...
I don't know, a full one.
Right. I don't know why. And it was like, everything is fine. I was a little stoned. Everything is fine. And then...
Until it wasn't.
And we're, like, going through this old-ass, like, mansion that's all decorated for Christmas, and there's, like, books and shit. I don't know. I was just, like, tripping out, and I was just like, I gotta get out of here. There's no way. And I was like, oh, my gosh. It was so much.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was some stuff.
That is so funny.
Moral of the story, don't take two of those, because...
No. Actually, those same pyramid gummies are from the Perfect Plant Hemp Co.
Really?
The same place we got the Zittles. Yeah. And so, I need to go back there and get some more of those because I don't have them. They're really good, but I only take like about a half. So, at a time.
You're so sweet. My vape light went on and then you just handed me yours because you know.
Here you go.
I'm a mess. It's fine. My grandma found out that I vaped last weekend. So, that was fun.
What was her response?
She told me I've gone to pot.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know what the fuck
and she
gone to
my-
pot meant. I've never heard that before. Like, is that what, like, old people... You were like, it's what old people say. I'm like,
I've never heard that. Yeah, I'm assuming.
I literally Googled it.
So did
I. Also, what does gone to pot mean?
But it sounds more harsh. Like, obviously the definition sounds more harsh than it actually is.
Yeah.
But she saw my tattoo, which she hated. She saw me vaping, and I was like... Hi, Grandma. I'm the golden child.
Oh, my gosh. Giving poor Grandma a heart attack.
Yeah.
I know. It's so funny with the older generation and tattoos, though, because, I mean, even my mom is, like, in her 60s. Almost has two sleeves, and she sees me get a little tattoo on my arm. She knows I have the ones on my back, but she's, like, freaking out, like, oh, my God, you're ruining your body. And she said the same thing about Luke when he got his thigh tat. She was like, oh, my God.
Luke's tattoo is sick.
You have double sleeves. She's like, people look at me weird. I'm like, everyone thinks you're cool as fuck for having those two sleeves.
I feel like it's good to have your mom on your side. Like, your mom on your side. She'll fuck some shit up.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine when I was a kid? Fuck with me.
Yeah, no shit.
But seriously, it's just so funny, though, how tattoos are so normalized at this point. I don't know why.
They're such a cool expression of, like, your personality.
I know.
And, like, where you come from and what's important. I don't know. People get cool tattoos, dumb tattoos. I think they're cool.
Yeah.
I think they're super cool.
They are super cool. I mean, I'm actually getting one in less than a month, another one.
Are you going to the dude that did Luke's?
Yeah.
I want to get in with him because his tattoo, like...
They're sick.
They're sick.
Yeah.
They're so cool. Yeah. Is it hard to get in?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think so. I could ask.
It's cool when you know people in the city.
Hell yeah.
Oh no, I'm gonna cough. Well, it is what it is.
But anyways, I think what we were gonna get into today was talking about taking care of yourself, which sounds...
As I rip it.
As you rip it. This is self-care, baby.
This is self-care, honestly. Truly.
It really is.
And how hard it is to kind of be mindful about taking care of yourself when you're so caught up in, like, your work, your relationships, your friendships, just life.
Yeah.
Like, I had my anxiety this morning.
Fuck.
And it's like, I didn't even do anything crazy, but it threw off my whole day. Yeah. It's been weird since the full moon also. Like, this week has just been strange. Oh, no,
it really has been weird. I've had an off day, too. And yeah. I didn't even drink last night, but...
But I'm just like, damn. And that leads to, like, eating french fries and greasy stuff and, like, I don't know. So it's just a snowball of just not feeling good, not taking care of yourself. Honestly, when you're
hungover, it's like, the last thing I want to do is, like, put a vegetable on my body. You know what I mean? It's like, I feel like, logically, the bread that I'm about to eat is going to soak up all the alcohol left in my body in the Powerade. Blue Powerade.
Fucking
saving the day.
Every time.
Every time.
I didn't get a Powerade today.
I have some.
You do?
Possibly.
You've been sitting here watching me die this whole time and you have Powerade in your fridge? That's fine. Possibly. Casual. Mm. Oh my gosh. I know. And I feel like you have to be really intentional on, like, honestly, eating is so hard for me. Because I'm never in the mood for anything. My eating schedule's all fucked up because I'm a bartender and I have a weird schedule. Mm-hmm. And then, like, but I'm like, did I eat a vegetable today? Did I eat protein at all today? Like, and it just, like, adds up. I'm like, how much Red Bull? Like, I really had to chill on Red Bull because
I was literally,
yeah, for real. But my new roommate has a coffee maker, so I've been making a lot more coffee, drinking a lot more coffee. So... Baby steps. Coffee's at least way better for you than Red Bull. Yeah. So.
I mean, for some people.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's just crazy. But it's kind of one of those things as well. Like, as much as I love coffee, I had to give it up. Yeah. Because it was just, like, it was making me feel so awful. Like,
well, so acidic.
My stomach and, like, yeah, my acid reflux. Like, even to the point now, I'll smell it. And even if I just take a couple sips, it just messes with me really bad. Had to give up red wine. Other things, too. It's just... It's kind of really, it's hard to listen to your body whenever you are so used to, like, these habitual, like, rituals, essentially, that we have.
Well, that's what we were just talking about earlier about drinking and stuff. It's like, are you doing it just because...
It's a habit?
It's a habit to, like, have more than just, like, a couple beers. Like, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know? It's like, knowing, but I think, so I did sober September, kind of. I tried. Expect the expected. I didn't do all of it, but it put a lot of things in perspective and just all the time spent drinking in this city because it's a drinking city. People literally say Nashville is a drinking town with a music problem because that's what we do here.
Yeah.
You know? But I feel like as our spiritual journey and my spiritual journey has kind of, have we been going down it, it's made me want to be more intentional about taking care of my body. Mm-hmm. Not just because, like, oh, I want to lose weight and I want to be skinny and pretty. Just, like, I want to feel good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, yeah. And you've talked about it, like, your outside matching your inside. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's definitely a huge thing. And even something that I've been struggling to take care of myself too. And I know how important it is. I preach it all day long in the field that I'm in.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I have to really check myself. And it's something I've been realizing a lot lately is why am I not taking care of myself? And why is it so fucking hard to take care of myself? Like, do the things that I know I need to do. And I think it is habit. And I also think that it's like, sometimes I really don't. I wish I knew more, like, in terms of, like, the psychology of it, about why it's so difficult. Like, even though I work in the mental health field, I've never really looked into that specifically until I've been really thinking about it recently. It's like we do so many things that harm us. Whether that's like eating poorly, whether that's like binge drinking, whether that's fucking going out all the time, not knowing how to set boundaries.
Just with people draining your energy. Yeah.
Like putting yourself in like unsafe situations, like, you know what I mean? Just like overall, like not just physically, but like mentally taking care of yourself.
And like even like going out to eat and stuff. It's mm-hmm. like when I started back bartending, I was just eating out all the time. And I'm all the time. And coming from like us living together, us both being in a relationship, like we would cook and we would eat, and we do that here now too. But like it really like took a toll, and now I'm having to like rebuild like better habits because I feel it, and it is because we're getting older or whatever. But I'm excited to get older. I'm like hopeful for it. But fuck, dude, I'm just like tired all the time. Shit, it's fine.
It's no, I mean, I get it, dude. My stress level with my job is like out the freaking roof. And so
fair enough. You're like saving everybody. I'm just pouring drinks so people forget about their problems. You're solving them.
I know. But like, man, I mean, I used to be in the same boat. And so it's just definitely two different perspectives. And I think when you watch people and try to teach people how to take care of themselves, take care of their relationships, but you're not also doing that it's hard for me sometimes to help people because I'm not helping myself. And like, I told you before, I feel like a little bit, I guess like a vessel that essentially, you know, I'm pouring out, but I don't have any in me. You know what I mean? I'm not getting fueled, because I'm not taking care of myself. I mean, honestly, I know today was an exception, but I feel like for the most part, I really try to stop my day at 5, but I'm so mentally drained that I just end up, you know, I'll cook dinner and like hang out with friends. But if I'm here by myself, I just want to distract myself. I just want to tune everything out. And probably because I work with people all day long, you work with people all day long in a different way too. And I'm sure it's kind of it's similar because I was the same way when I was bartending and serving. It's just almost, I just want to like not think anymore and just completely tune out. But I feel, you know, society has taught us, you know, to do it in a negative way. You know, like our phones are addicting, social media is addicting, all these different things, or even just like watching TV all the time.
Dude, I will freaking, you know, that's what I would do. Like on my days off, like I would just sit and binge watch Netflix or Hulu or whatever. Cause I'm just like, it's like escapism. It's like, and that's like TikTok and all that other shit. It's like, I just want to not think about real life for a second because I'm like tired.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk to anybody. And like with how my life has recently changed with stuff, like in a good way, everything's good and I like it, but like I'm not living by myself anymore. And so I don't have those days as much to where I just need to like
recharge.
And I feel bad because I do enjoy spending time with, like, my roommate and the guy that I'm dating and, like, you and my friends and stuff. But I do get to the point where I'm just, like, at least I'm recognizing it sooner. Like, I need a day by myself to just not do anything.
Anything at all.
Yeah. And those are important. But I also think, like, I was talking about it, like, productive rest. I think is a good thing. Because I feel good when I go to the grocery store and cook food for myself or for friends. And, like, I like going on walks. Mm-hmm. And I like having, like, a clean space or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But when you don't... So I don't know. It's hard to find the balance between, like, you really do have to be productive also.
Yeah.
Did I say that right? Productive. That's the word that I meant. Yeah. Man, no, you know when words come out, like, and you're like, is that right? Yeah. Productive. I'm like going on my rant. Yeah, right.
No, but seriously, I feel that too. And I feel like because I've not been drinking as much as I was, that's for damn sure, because I used to fuck it up with the rest of them. But
with me.
Yeah, with you.
Dude, I think about that too. Like, we used to be so crazy and like we could fucking hang. And like, if I really wanted to, I could probably hang, but, like, I don't want to, because I'm tired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, for sure. And But I feel since then that my weekends are so much more fulfilled. And so, while I do struggle in areas, I feel like I have been taking better care of myself on the weekends. Like you said, having that productive rest, where, you know, or just making it a point to be more intentional in my day and what I'm doing. You know, it's like, we're totally on the go so fucking much. Like, I don't even get a real lunch break. Half the time I'm working through my lunch and just, you know, Luke will make me something, or I'll make something really quick, or I just won't eat. Like today I didn't eat until, you know, I hadn't eaten 24 hours. And so it's just one of those things of no wonder I'm cranky. No wonder I'm more irritable. I'm not, right. I'm not taking even fucking 10 minutes just to, you know, focus. I'm fucking answering emails while I'm peeing on the toilet. Like,
yeah, no,
you know
shit.
What I mean? I'm just, it's like taking that
That's
time.
That's like everybody's life though. I feel like, because we're so like conditioned to
and
be that way.
And everybody expects you to respond quickly.
Yeah.
Your friends, your family, your boss, your fucking dog, like everybody.
Yeah. Dogs.
Take me to pee.
You
now.
Don't respond to me, but whatever.
Right. But seriously,
gosh,
though.
I'm just dying. Sorry. Oh, well, it's fine. I get all paranoid about dumb shit. All the time. Okay. Oh, my God. I know. Oh, man.
But everybody just wants something from you all the time.
Well, like, whenever we were, like, playing games the other night, like, when I came over here to just hang out, because I had just gotten off of a opening shift back-to-back, and I had been there since 9, and I was, like, said no to coming in because they like needed a bartender, and I was like, guys, I'm not charged enough to even like help you out at this point, you know what I mean? Like, and like recognizing like I'm gonna give people probably not as the best version of me at work and be cranky, like I've already been there for 7 hours,
mm-hmm.
and like the next day I had an 11-hour shift or something like that. So I was just like, I can't. And it's just setting boundaries. But like I said that night, I was like, if this was my old bar, I likely would have gone.
Yeah, like, no, you would have.
Like, there is, like, a 99% chance I would have gone. Because I had no boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, while last year was hard, and I, like, it feels like it was just, like, a dream. I just had, like, it was lessons in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, setting boundaries is good. But there's also, like, good ways to set boundaries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not be, like, a dick about it. Or, like, whatever. And people, it's nice because people in my life right now, like, are understanding mm-hmm. when I do that stuff, like not going out all the time or whatever, like,
yeah,
because I'm like, y'all bitches are like 23, like, no. There's like, I'm like, I got a dog and a couch waiting for me, so I'm gonna go, you
right.
know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that's such a huge thing. It's, I feel like for me, I've always been afraid to say no or hesitant. I've always been, for the most part, a yes girl with my family and with my friends.
People pleasing is, like, ingrained. I know. It's hard to get
and
out
so,
of.
And so, even if I need a night to just really decompress after a long day and just be with Luke, or just, I mean, even he knows whenever I just need some space, you know? Or just to be by myself, if someone's like, hey, we should hang out, or hey, we should do this, I never say no. And it's just, and it's not that I don't love my friends or that I don't love these people. And 90% of the time I do want to be with them. But there's that 10% of just, fuck, dude, I'm tired. And as much as I love you and I love spending time with you, you know, I feel like I can't say that. And it's so hard for me. And it's so, I feel like it's so silly, but I feel like there in other places in my life, I can set those boundaries. But when someone wants to spend time with me, I think it's because it's my love language.
Quality
love
time.
Language is my is quality time, 100%. I love spending time with like people that matter to me and my friends here and everybody. But and it being intentional time.
Totally.
But sometimes I just need to. I'm fucking tired. I needed. I just want to shower
time with
and
yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just if I could just shower, smoke a little bit, listen to some music. You know, I don't have a fucking skincare routine or anything like that. It'd be kind of nice to incorporate that into my life.
I was just talking about that. My favorite, like, little thing that I do that I don't do when I'm sad and depressed and, like, not being productive, mm-hmm. but, like, I'm trying to do, like, creating better habits.
Yeah.
I love washing my face, dude. It's like, and then putting lotion on at the end, I'm just
you
like,
you do love that shit.
Dude, I know. I love it.
Even when you're wash your face here, you'll come out and you put the lotion on, you look so fucking happy.
I am. It's like the, just the little joys, dude. And it's I don't know. I was like, I should get some serums. Listen, growing up, like, rural poverty situation, like, I had a good life. That's what I'm saying. But, like, yeah, we were broke. Like,
hell yeah.
Because New Mexico's just a broke state, but we, like, it was great.
We're okay.
But I didn't fucking learn, like, I needed to wash my face all the time.
No.
Like, my older sister is the one that told, she waxed my eyebrows. And it was before I, like, it's before, I was, like, I don't know, like, 13. And, like, I didn't moisturize, like, at all. In the desert, didn't ever put face lotion.
Dude, I didn't either. I don't know how we were.
She, in her salon, and she's, like, newer to, like, she's, like, only, like, 21 at the time. So, it's, like, that was her first, like, salon or whatever. Mm-hmm. She rips my fucking skin off my face because my skin was so dry. And then she was, like, panicking because she was, like, oh, my God. And that was, like, when we first met. So, it was, like, a whole mess. But since then, she was like, you need to fucking put lotion on your face. And I was like, I should try that out. And now it's my favorite thing in the world. So, I don't know. Yeah. Or, like, just having, like, coffee in the morning. Like, I value, like, slow mornings.
Yeah.
And it's just, like...
Well, shoot. That's why I wake up 2 hours before... 2.5 hours before I have to start working. Because I just... I have to have my morning time. Like, I enjoy putting my makeup on in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I don't. But it's just taking that time to just, like, sit in front of my vanity and just be. And no one's bothering me. I'll shut the door to my office so, like, everybody leaves me alone. Because I'm just like, girl, I want to sit here in my towel, play my playlist, and just take my time.
Yeah.
You totally. Know? I mean, I could do my makeup in, like, 5 minutes. And I don't always love it. But I think it's whenever I start to... slack on my morning routine, because I feel like that is one of the only things that I have that's very consistent in my life.
Yeah.
No matter what, no matter if I'm traveling, no matter what, I have to have that in my life. And so, but thanks. I feel like it's about what you value, but it's also, I feel like you can value things and love them and still not put any effort in it because you're just getting in the way of yourself or you're stressed.
I get in the way of myself all the time.
Yeah.
And you know what I like about our friendship is you're like, hey, do you think you're getting in the way of yourself right now? And I'm like, yeah, probably. Like, yes. But it's like, you have to, like, really focus on, like, changing habits. Because it's like, mm-hmm. we, like, shit on ourselves for not being perfect. And, like, I tried to be for a really long time. But it's like, you're trying so hard to be perfect. I lost my whole train of thought. And I feel like it was a good one. God damn it. It's fine.
I did that one time, remember?
Yeah.
Lips.
I'm like, well, that's what this podcast is about anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, I mean, you're talking about...
right?
Fuck.
Damn, that's funny. Oh my God. I was, like, so in it, too, and I just, like... we love good times humor.
You did talk about being perfect, but what I was going to say to that, and I don't know if this is where you're going with your point, but, you know, I remember that, and I know I caught it more at the tail end of it, but when we first moved in together, for, like, everybody, I'm like, dude, and you would, like, harp on harp, you know what I mean? So, like, you would literally harp on yourself, and you would just...
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying, like, negative self-talk.
Yeah.
I was going, yeah, okay, yeah, go ahead. That's where I was going. You're doing better.
There we go.
There we go. We're back around.
But just watching you try to be perfect for everybody, and you would harp on yourself, though. And I was just like, why? Because I would see you, and I'm, you're doing good, sis. But I get it, because, I mean, I've always been the same way, but you were really hard on yourself, because you were really out there trying to...
I was trying to do something.
Something.
I'm like, well, because I just want, like, all of the things that I want out of life are so that I can, like, support, like, my future family and help, and, like, my family, like, now, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like, that's my, like, driving factor. And I didn't really know. I was searching for whatever that looked like out here, you know? But, yeah, like, and I just invest myself so much into these people and places and all these things that, like, don't give two fucks. And I, like, cultivate this whole atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... they're like, no, okay, bye. And I'm just like,
yeah.
And that, I think, leaving my first job that I was here for a long time was the first time that I, like, really, like, set a boundary or, like, didn't let someone speak to me the way that, like, I was being spoken to.
Yeah.
And it feels good. It's hard to do, but it feels good.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we keep getting back to boundaries. Learning how to set them. Oh, what I was telling you is all these years of built up, like, habits. You shit on yourself for, like, not being perfect. But it took you years to build these habits. Yeah. And now you're trying to work on unbuilding them. And it's not going to be pretty. Like, it's not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
And trying to, like, stay grounded in that, yeah. I guess. Yeah. Because, like, I guess I fucked up again. But I'm doing better than I did. So. Yeah.
And I think it's just believing in yourself. I know I've been going through this lately where it seems like there's no end to this tunnel, or that there keeps being barriers that get in the way of wanting to better myself and wanting to, and I'm just like, we got to knock that shit down because I'm not trying to stay here. Yeah. But that's what's cool though. It's like, I love, you know, I love this shit, but I love when people are just so genuine and real and raw and they can recognize, hey, this is what's going on. They're just honest with themselves. And it doesn't mean you have to be perfect, but it just means that, hey, like, I acknowledge and I want to continue to grow. Because people, dude, some people are just cool with just sitting in their own shit. You know what I mean?
Just staying in their own shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Literally. Because they'll just, you know, and I've definitely met people like that. I mean, you definitely know people like that, too, where they don't want to change. They just want to be fucking pissed. And they just want to be where they're at.
I don't want to be bitter, I think, is my thing. And, like, with the amount that we work with people and people just being shitty, it's just, like, I don't want to be bitter on, like, I'm in a new relationship. That's crazy. Because I was bitter as fuck.
Harpy was single on the last episode.
On the last episode.
Well, you were dating, but
I mean, I did not see this coming. But it's just, like, am I going to be bitter about stuff because I had, really, like,
I don't think we are.
Yeah, but I was like, I could be. Yeah. Real fucking fast, I could be. But I don't want to be. I want to find the, like, little joys in life. Like, having coffee in the mornings or washing my fucking face.
It's the simple things, dude.
Yeah, it is the simple things.
It's the simple things. Like, even today, I had, you know, I didn't have, like, the best day either. But coming home and just making a comfort meal that's so simple and so easy just to, like, eat a meal because I haven't eaten in a day. And just, I'm, that's, like, simple shit. Like, that made me so happy, that little bowl of calabacitas.
That,
like,
made me so happy. I'm hungover and, like, had a Chick-fil-A sandwich earlier, and I'm, like, I feel better.
Yeah. But it's just doing those simple things, even, and that's what I feel like a lot of people, including myself, can sometimes struggle with, is not letting one bad thing that happened today, or even a couple bad things, just fuck up your whole day. Obviously, there's limits within that. Some really bad shit happens, and sometimes it does really fuck up your entire day, you know, big news. But I think when it's more like small inconveniences, totally, or feeling uncomfortable, or having, like, confrontation with somebody, and you just, you know,
I used to take that shit, like, on me, and, like, I would hold it and I would carry it. Like, I'm in the service industry in Nashville. Like, I don't know why I would get so, like, upset and concerned. I'm like, this person doesn't even know my name. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're not even fucking remember this tomorrow. No.
And putting stuff in perspective, like, okay, this sucks, but, like, am I going to remember it in 5 years? Like, is it going to matter in 5 years?
Yeah.
Probably not. No. You know what I mean? And it's just, like, I don't know. I try and see things, like, on the brighter side, too. Yeah. Like, yesterday, I had to run around, and I was driving all over the place. But, like, I needed to go on a drive anyways, so it's, like, whatever. Like, yeah. I just needed to clear my mind. So I just, like, listen to music and, we love doing podcasts with dogs. You never know what you're going to get.
I know.
Tails wagging and stuff. Like, chill out, guys. You want some zittles?
Goodness. You want some zittles?
Just kidding. You were like,
you need some doggy zittles.
Doggy zittles. CBD. Chill out.
She said what?
Oh, God. But, yeah, I think just, and self-care looks, like, different for other people. You know what I mean? Nice. Real slick, Kaya. Hacking. Yeah. To be fair, I've coughed so many times during this. So it's like, okay.
Oh, we're done.
We're done with that. But, yeah, self-care looks different. And, like, some days you really do just need, like, some days I really do just need to sit in front of the TV and, like, for hours.
Yeah.
But, like, I typically am productive at some point during the day because I had that time to do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I am better at being a human when I take the time for myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No. And everybody would be, agree. But like, because we're just out here draining all of our energy.
We are draining all of our energy. And I think some of that definitely is, it's taught, it was taught to us, like, millennials, you know?
We're a weird generation. Yeah. So, like, there's, like, I know everybody's like, this new generation, but, you know, they got some good points. Like,
yeah.
Self-care is important. Do I think it's, like, do I think that you, like, shouldn't, like, have, like, a good work ethic and, like, give, like, be whatever, but, yeah. like, take care of yourself. And I don't, like, disagree, like, staying at a job for fucking 50 years like our parents
Fuck
did.
No.
Well, my mom never did that because she was wild one, too. You know what I mean? Yeah. But, like, I could not. I would be fucking miserable if I stayed in a job for, like, that long. Because I've done, yeah. like, different stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, and, like,
for sure.
It's just, you can stay in the same realm, but, like, shit gets monotonous. And, like,
yeah, it really fucking shit. Does. It does. And you just need change. And
yeah.
I think it's, there is that line of sticking things out when things are hard, but also it's time to move on when it's time to fucking move on.
You know yeah, I'm mean? Learning that, for sure. I'm learning that.
Yeah.
It's wild. It's a weird thing, because I hold on to stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody does, I'm sure, but, like...
In different ways.
In different ways, but I... Yeah, here you go. All gentle, like, I didn't just rip the bong, it's fine. I'm hungover, it helps me. I love doing this. Like, this is really a good time to, like... Because I know you've been feeling, like, the same thing. And I'm sure, like, people can relate. Everybody can relate.
I'm sure a lot of people
like, even, like, the guy that I'm dating was, like, we need to, like, take better care of ourselves. Because mm-hmm. he's a musician and he has a weird schedule like I do. And, like, we're, like, I want to be productive and I want to do stuff. And so he said it last night because I was, like, let's go out. Because that's how I am sometimes. But that's how I am all the time. But I'm really learning, like, it's helping because we've set boundaries where we, like, respect each other. And, like, he'll tell me, like, I don't think that I, like, if you really want to go, we can do this. But, like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
But I will if you really want to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we did. And I was like, damn it, you were right. You know? But
yeah.
He's like, I just play downtown at bars. You work at bars all the time. Like, the last thing I want to do is, like,
be at a bar. Yeah.
And, like, that clicked. That he said that to me today. And I was just like, yeah.
And it's really nice
sometimes,
true.
But, like sometimes, like, going out with my friends, like, right after work, like, to Red Door or whatever, because I'm there for, like, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Then I come home. You know?
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just, I feel myself, like, coming out of the phase of, like, just partying all the time.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I'm like, is this what growing up is like?
Well, I think whenever your lifestyle is partying for a long time, I mean, that's how I felt. I felt... For 10 years, I mean, I did a lot of things. Like, I went to college, and I did other things besides just get fucked up all the time. But,
me too, but
it was
we
a consistent part
totally.
Of my everyday, like, I didn't drink every single day, but most days, you know, whether it was getting a drink after work, whether it was binge drinking Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and sometimes Sunday.
And sometimes Sunday.
And,
oh, we
and
would.
I would even go out on Mondays. Fuck, I used to have fun on Mondays. But yeah. It's just, it, and that's the thing is... I kind of had to realize, like, oh, like, it just, it clicked in a way that whenever that started to not become as a priority in my life anymore, it just made me realize how long had this actually been a priority in my life, and I didn't even fucking realize it.
And you didn't, and now you're like...
Because that's what I spent my time doing. I was drinking with, and while I had fun, I don't regret any of that. While I was just drinking all the time, whether that was with my friends or whether that was at home or whether that was out or
we
at
drank
the lake.
A lot during COVID. Everybody did, but we like fucked up COVID.
Yeah, like every situation, even like drinking like a roadie, you know, and whenever, you know, you're going
we
out.
Were drinking all the time. Like yeah. You and I used to get down.
Yeah.
Like,
and it would just be on the weekends, like wake up, drink. And so yeah. When that stopped becoming a major priority, it made me realize I don't want to say I feel like I wasted time because I don't. I, like, really value those times, but it just made me take a step back and say, what now? Like, how do I, what do I feel
fill
like
your
I
time.
Have all this space now? When I don't, I don't know how I was drinking so much because I work so much now, and I feel like I'm pretty busy, but you know, I do feel this, like, space, and even in social settings, like, I don't even go out to eat as much anymore because we don't drink, like, you know what I mean? Like, sit-down restaurants, it's more, oh, well, we could just get takeout and watch a movie. And so,
dude, I like chilling.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
But I feel like it's kind of having that balance of, I still want to go out, but not feel, I don't need to feel pressured. If I don't feel like drinking that day, I don't need to feel pressured to drink at the restaurant.
Well, sometimes it is just so, like, habitual. You're like, yeah. Oh, I'll get a beer or whatever.
Yeah, especially if you're, like, at a sports bar.
Those are my favorite places to be.
And so I automatically, well, maybe I should get beer. And I've been a lot better over the last few months of not feeling pressure just because I'm in the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. It's just creating new habits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing great. Oh my gosh, I've just been dying all day. Yeah, but after doing mostly sober September, it put a lot of things in perspective for me. I'm just, yeah, I'm like, where am I spending my money? Where am I spending my time? And like, while, like, I don't know, just,
yeah,
what do I like to do?
So what is, I have a question. What is one thing that you, if you could just pick just one simple habit that you're wanting to incorporate more in your life, or one thing you're really wanting to work on, what would it be?
Taking walks.
That's a good one.
I love walks for, like, so many reasons. Like, it feels good to move my body, but I'm not, like, stressed about it because it's, like, I'm not lifting shit or whatever, you know? Yeah. And it's, like, especially this time, like, it's cooled down in Nashville, and it is great. And it hasn't really been raining. It rained today. Like, on my way here, I was soaking wet. But even, like, in the mornings or in the evenings, just, like, I'll listen to, like, a podcast or I'll listen to music and I'll just zone out. And mm-hmm. I feel good because I'm moving my body. I'm, like, seeing different things. And I'm not really worried about the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And now the weather's decent.
Yeah.
That you can actually go on walks. Because in the summer, it's miserable. And in the winter, it's, like, really fucking cold.
Isn't it weird to have, like, anxiety about stuff that you, like doing, though? Like, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, why am I anxious about wanting to go on a walk? Like, why does it have to be a whole fucking thing?
No, I know.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's crazy. I feel the exact same way.
But it's so silly. Like, it's so simple. Like, stuff we want to do, so fucking simple. But, like, mm-hmm. anxiety, and it's not even maybe, like, overwhelming, like, I'm gonna die anxiety. Just, like, I could just not.
Like, yeah, I think it's because, I know for me, too, even with walking, I used to, especially as a teenager, I would walk, and even in college, I'd always go on walks, but I don't know if it's because I didn't grow up in a city, and things are a lot more quieter where we're from,
mm-hmm.
and, like, being here, I think for me, it's all the people. I feel a little claustrophobic with all the people and the buildings and the trees, and so it kind of freaks me out sometimes.
Yeah.
But, and that's why sometimes I wonder, but even, like, I like to go to Bicentennial, and we'll, you know, walk, but I don't do that hardly ever anymore.
I was just thinking, I like Bicentennial.
Yeah.
Like, I like it there a lot.
Me too.
And I can just there, do
it's not as, oh fuck, it's not as crowded as
great. Other places. You loved it. For our three people that listen to our podcast right now.
Oh no.
All three of you, secret's out, Bicentennial's dope. Just don't tell your friends.
Don't tell your friends. But, yeah.
I know.
That's a good one, though. I've actually, it's kind of crazy that you said that, because I've been thinking about that so much lately, is because I don't go to the gym anymore, and so I'm just like, even if I went and just walked and just got in the habit of walking, because I sit so much with my job.
Yeah.
If I get up, I sit at my desk, and then I'll, like, get up, walk to my car, sit in my car, drive to a house or to the office, get out of there, sit down. I drive a lot, but I'm out doing stuff, but I'm not actually physically walking as much. So, but it feels good. It feels good to move your body. But when it's not a habit anymore, it's kind of fucking hard.
Yeah. And stretching. That, and I could just do that, like, in my living room. But mm-hmm. there's a lot of people in my house now, so I'm just like, what am I supposed to do? I'm really navigating this, but.
Mm-hmm.
But change, I'm trying to focus, like, change can be good.
Yeah.
And, like, you can create the life that you want. You really can. Like, we're all just in our own way, you know? But it's, like, a lot easier said than done, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think I'm really proud of us for being, like, intentional and doing stuff. Like, this is, like, uncomfortable, and we had mad anxiety around doing this, but it was just something that we wanted to do. We're like, fuck it. Like,
fuck it.
It's fun, you know? And, yeah, like, people can relate to some shit, and people will listen to it, or they won't, but, like, we have it, you know? Yeah. It's cute.
It is so cute.
Thank you. I'm cute sometimes.
Yeah.
As I, like, wipe my whatever.
I'm cute sometimes.
I'm hungover, so this is a messy, messy episode, yeah, but it's a good one. It's just...
It is a good one.
A little messy.
Yeah.
I'm, like, over here coughing, dying, vaping, drinking, like, something that'll help me, please.
All the things.
All the things.
Well, I think
so
we
what,
can
wait.
Oh.
What are you, what is one thing that you would do? Walking? Is that what...
I mean, it's funny that you said that, because literally that was something I was thinking about.
Oh, imagine the universe wants us to go on walks together. Know. Oh my goodness, that'd be so cute.
Lucky dynasty. But they're too crazy.
I mean, it's like a great time to do stuff like that, because it's like so pretty out. And I just want to do stuff. I feel like last year I spent so much time going out and drinking that I didn't do anything. Like, I want to go. Okay. I want to go to a haunted house. I'm really, really,
really
scared.
I shook that you want to do that.
I know, because I'm such a chicken, but I really want to go to a haunted house. Oh, yeah. I really want to go.
Let's fucking go.
I know. You love
dun, dun, dun.
Scary shit.
I
am such a chicken.
Horror and all that stuff, but honestly, haunted houses are not really my cup of tea, so it could be something that we do together.
Okay, great.
Just because,
and Luke,
because it's not real. I mean, even though that's fake too, it's like in your face, you know?
Yeah, I do know. And I'm such a jumpy person. One of my coworkers was like, we should go to haunted house with you because I would laugh my ass off. And I'm like, yeah, likely so. But I want to do that. I want to go see the new Halloween movie.
Yeah.
And I just want to have the energy to like enjoy the fall because this is my favorite season.
It's the best season.
Yeah. And how you were talking about like earlier before we started this, mm-hmm, like, creating the life, like, we can always, like, be forward focused and, like, I want to move and I want to do this and blah, 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 but, like, moving somewhere, like, well, change an environment, yes, like, can help. It's not going to fix stuff. Mm-hmm. So, it's, like, you can create, like, the life and the habits in this moment, in this time, to prepare for your future.
Yeah.
So
that's, like, what I was saying earlier.
That's what
you.
I just said.
Yeah.
I said, what you were talking about before.
Oh. I, like, zoned out for a second.
I know, it's all right.
But, yeah, I was, like, yeah, I was just talking about that.
Yeah,
girl, no shit.
Yeah, well, we've been smoking a little
yeah,
through the...
Those zittles, though.
That's such a funny name.
I know.
Well done. I approve. Stamp of approval.
Yeah. But I guess for me, yeah, walking, and I really honestly just listening to my body because I don't feel like I do.
Yeah, me
I
too.
Just, I really want to focus on that, feeling what my body needs, whether that comes to food or rest and... Just respecting my fucking temple, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, for sure. I get that.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I love me like I think I love me, I should really, like... Because it does. It, like, starts from the inside. Like, if you don't give a shit, like, you don't give a shit. But,
yeah,
like, I value myself enough to want to take care of myself. Not for any other reason, like, to look good for anybody, to, like, mm-hmm, blah, blah, blah. I'm just feel better. I just am the most myself whenever I'm, like, putting good shit in it.
Yeah.
And, like, doing those things, like,
yeah,
taking the time. Because time is so precious and valuable that, like...
It is. And then...
What are you using your time? What are you doing?
Exactly.
Getting blacked out.
Right?
Like, I mean...
Well, and that was the thing, too. So, I don't know if I sent it to you today or when I saw it, but I saw a TikTok, actually. Don't know who it was from. But the guy was talking about, you know, psychedelics and stuff. And,
oh, shrooms.
Yeah, and so...
It's our podcast. We can say shrooms if we want
to. Yeah. So he was talking about shrooms and and just about how sometimes when people do them, kind of, you know, the good benefits that it can be and your perspective and kind of if you take it from a negative perspective, it can really lead you down a bad path. But if you take it from, like, a positive perspective and how it can benefit you... You know, it can lead you down a great path. And so,
great path.
Which I really 100% think is true. But he was basically talking about how sometimes people use, like, in the negative way, use psychedelics to essentially stop, like, how do I explain this? to almost like they're not still in reality. Right, so like thinking like, yeah, everything, nothing matters. Not everything, but nothing matters. Like life doesn't even matter. So I don't even care anymore.
I've come out of trips like that.
Yeah, definitely. But he was saying the thing about it is like, yeah, but you in this time chose to live a human experience.
Totally.
And so why would you would be doing yourself an injustice from not fully embracing that the human experience. Because that is what you chose to be in right now. And I just was like, damn, that's true. Because yeah, I've come out of trips where I'm just like, I
fuck this shit. Nothing matters.
And I think there's a healthy balance with that of like, understanding, like, don't fucking sweat the small shit because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, but... Totally. But just, like, you are still living this experience. And when I heard that, I was just like, damn. And I feel like that's what kind of triggered some of it, of me being like, I really need to fucking take care of myself better. Because I don't. Because maybe I'm stressed or I don't feel good. Instead of just being like, what can help stop that instead of disassociating from it.
Yeah, you know disassociation is, like, well, I would spend forever on TikTok and Instagram and all the things. Taking Instagram off my homepage was really good.
Yeah.
Because I just don't... I was getting, like, consumed by stupid shit, as you do in, like, social media. And I was just like, I don't want to spend all my time on social media either.
Yeah.
You know? And you're just the coolest because you are incognito and have no records of your social media. But
I know. I don't even have my own TikTok.
I know.
I, like, use TikTok, like, that, so TikTok is the only social media I scroll through. I don't post on it, but,
Well, we do. Check us out.
Oh, yeah. Expect the Expect is on TikTok. Holla.
Plug.
But.
Tell all your friends.
Tell all your friends. But, yeah, so, I'm under, technically, Luke's TikTok, and so, but other than that, but I still will fucking scroll on that shit, even though I don't have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Honestly, out of all of them, I kind of miss Twitter. I know that sounds lame, but Twitter used to be cool back in the day.
I didn't
just
really
to make a tweet.
Yeah.
You didn't really
I tweeted a little. A little tweeting.
I try to be, like, clever. I thought I was
funny. Oh my god, my old... I don't even want to look at my Twitter because it's, like, me in my mushy boy crazy phase and just makes me want to die, honestly. It's just fucking cringe. Cringe. Oh, I'm never gonna let you see, like, don't ever look at my Twitter.
Oh my gosh, let's pull it up.
I should, like, delete it, or, like, my Tumblr. Fuck. Tumblr was, oh my god. Shit. Eating Instagram. Everybody's like, Instagram. I'm like, Tumblr. What? Like,
oh my gosh.
Emo girl. God, that's funny as fuck.
He's so funny.
Anyways, follow us on Twitter. Just kidding. Do we have a Twitter? We don't have a Twitter. Well, maybe we should get one. We'll tweet funny shit.
What do we have? Instagram?
We have Instagram. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok. And like us on Facebook, because people still do that. I don't know why, but like us on Facebook.
Like us on Facebook.
This was fun. I'm glad we did this.
Yeah. It's a good time.
It's a good time. Goodbyes. Well, catch us at our next episode.
Bye.
When hopefully I won't be hungover. Bye.